everyone, and welcome to the Art of Happiness After Loss Summit. I'm Lois McCullough, and I'm your host for this exciting series of interviews, where our aim is to give you all the inspiration, motivation, and practical tools you need for healthy recovery after loss. Our experts are going to share with you some simple things you can do in your life to help you be full of energy, fulfillment, happiness, and joy. I'm absolutely honoured to welcome Dr. Roberta Cohn to our summit today. Dr. Roberta Cohn is a member of the Scientific and Medical Advisory Committee for the non-profit organisation Amputee Coalition and serves on the subcommittees of Quality of Life, Consumer Events and Professional Continuing Education. Dr. Cohn first learned about the Amputee Coalition after losing her forearm in an automobile accident in 2002. She is a clinical psychologist and adjunct faculty in the Orthotics and Prosthetics Program at California State University, Dominguez Hills. In addition, Dr. Cohn is the developer of the Tripartite Mirror Apparatus, which is a visual feedback innovation for eliminating phantom limb pain. As a research psychologist for the Veterans Administration healthcare system, she has treated U.S. limb loss veterans and combat soldiers for phantom limb pain, grief, post-traumatic stress disorder, and issues of poor body image. So, hi, Roberta. Welcome to our summit.
Hello, Lois. I'm really thrilled to be part of this. Hello to all your listeners. It's an honor to take part in this happiness summit.
Thank you so much. Roberta, I've just shared a little bit about you with our listeners, but as is there anything else you would like to add, or perhaps why the Art of Happiness After Loss subject resonated with you on a more personal level?
The loss of my limb really required me to take an evaluation of my life and how I approached it. So as a way of an introduction to your listeners, I'm going to share my experience of coming to an intensive care after the amputation of my forearm.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you.
So I came to in the hospital, and I remember looking at my arm in horror and saying to the doctors, oh, my God, you cut my arm off. The immediate impact of losing my forearm was so emotionally painful that I truly believe my ego was shattered. And in that moment, I made a commitment to myself that to the best of my ability, I would no longer self-create emotional pain. At that point in my life, and of course I'm a mature woman, I had had enough pain, but the impact of my changed body image was had a big powerful impact on me. So I am a recovering perfectionist, and that societal ideal of physical attractiveness was now impossible to achieve, and I understood in that moment that my arm was gone forever, and that I could either ruin my life over the loss or I could step up to the plate. And fortunate for me, I decided to step up to the plate and accept my changed body image. I never asked why did this happen to me or thought this is too hard. And this is important. This is the response I had was not due to any great virtue that I possess. I really believe that there was a power greater than myself gracing me. I had what I call a spiritual awakening as a result of my limb loss. And I really, since I lost my limb in 2002, 12 years ago, I have experienced an extraordinary life as a woman with limb loss and have been given an amazing opportunity to make a real contribution with those recovering from amputation. So I really look at that loss as one of the better things that have happened to me.
And was that, how long did that take from the time you had limb loss? Like, when did you have that epiphany, if you like? Was it fairly soon after, or did it take a while?
It really happened immediately. When I came to and I was truly in horror seeing that my arm was cut off, it was very fast. It hit me, the emotional impact, and I just knew the thoughts came to me that this truly was a test. Am I going to step up to the plate, or am I going to ruin my life over this? And I just decided in that moment, and as I said, not of any great virtue, I really think I had some help to accept it. And so my life, as I just said, has really been amazing as a result of it. I So there was no, and I'll share a little bit about the grieving process as we go along that some people experience. I know my situation is a little different from some with loss.
Yeah, but that kind of leads us into the next part, which is about your thoughts on living with loss. And because loss can be so many different things to so many different people, it is important for us to understand what it's like for different people. So, yeah, please share with us your thoughts on living with loss and the emotional extremes we go through.
Well, living with loss, it's really an individual experience, and I think that what's really important is that it really helps us to have, and certainly helps me to have a community around me. And everybody has an individual experience, which really isn't any one of our places to judge how we go through our process of loss. And so I don't place judgment. I had that experience, but I work with many, and I don't want to make light of the traumatic impact that losing a limb has on people and the process that they might go through. And so there are common processes that people go through when they have extreme loss that I can speak to a little bit. But I think that when we have that, it's really a call for us to take a look at what's important in our lives. I think most people that have traumatic loss or a loss of any kind tend to take a review of their life and what they're doing, and hopefully, if we're fortunate, at some point along the way, we reach out and get support of other people and look for resources to help us.
I know for me personally, and I know speaking to other people who have been through the experience of someone with a terminal illness, like, you know, my husband died of cancer, so it was a longer process than a sudden shock like you had. But it does make you really step back and look at your whole life and go, well, what is life all about? Today is the most important day, and we need to take that, don't we? So it does really make you think more deeply about a lot of things.
It surely does. And living with limb loss is truly not for wimps. It's something that we, as people with limb loss, we live with every day. And then those with upper limb loss, I happen to lose my forearm, we really lose the ability to hide, too. You know, we don't have anonymity anymore because we are so different, but we're so exposed. And so that can have a big impact on how you deal with it. Losing my limb, as I said, was one of the better things that happened to me with my emotions. You know, I came to that understanding because of my contribution, seeing what I could contribute from the deep pain that I had. As you were speaking to earlier here, it really taught me to stop waiting to be happy and to make a decision to be happy now. And I think it is as simple as that, but simple things sometimes are very hard. And to me, my understanding is, being happy truly is just making that decision. So
what does happiness actually mean to you? Like, what is happiness? How do you know that you're happy? How does anyone know they're happy?
Well, happiness is, I think, like a wave. And sometimes, we have moments and then life happens to us. At my core, I believe I'm the happiest I've ever been. That's where I always go back to when life happens. But I've thought about this question because I knew you would be asking me it. And happiness is creating value in my life and the value in the lives of others. And truly, as corny as it sounds, serving others and working for the common good is what makes me feel happiest, bottom line. And, of course, a big gift came out of losing my arm as a result of that. Being kind to others and self is the key to my happiness. Happiness means I've created meaning out of my traumatic arm loss.
So there was a purpose to it, makes you feel better.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
No doubt. I clearly understand I lost my arm for a reason, and that really is to give back, and especially I've been very, very fortunate to work with our combat soldiers and our veterans, and that's a nice contribution to be giving and to wake up to and know that I'm helping. I think that we all create narratives and stories to make sense of our losses and the events in our lives. And so my narrative begins with, whenever I speak to people or speak to groups, is, as a woman with limb loss, my life has been extraordinary. And so that's my reference point. And so I repeat that to myself. I repeat that to others, and it is my truth. But there's a lot of happiness in that. And so I think how we, the story we have behind our loss has a lot to do with how happy we're going to be. If my story was I lost my arm and it ruined my life and I can't do this and I can't do that, then it has a big impact on how quickly we can get to being in a happy place.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Roberta, our audience wants to hear about the healthy recovery from loss and the whole art of being happy, because it's kind of like an art form, isn't it? So what tips would you like to share to help them get to that space of, you know, leading a life of fulfillment and energy and joy again?
Well, I'd like to kind of speak a little bit more on a personal level of what happiness means to me, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love
I
to hear that.
Because I have given some thought, and I wanted to be able to answer this question. It really, happiness means that I treat myself well, that I watch how I talk to myself. That's the big one. I practice observing my critical thoughts and emotions with curiosity, and when I get too negative, I know, I acknowledge to myself that they're not real. I believe that the negative thinking is really what my mind's been trained to do, and it's a bad habit. When I find myself focusing on sad feelings, regrets, or mistakes, I say to myself, I'm not going there. I snap out of it and back into the present moment. So really the key here for me that really drives whether I'm going to be happy or not is that I avoid the victim mentality at all costs. Because I really believe you can't be a victim and at the same time happy. So happiness means making a commitment to stop creating or focusing on the emotional painful thoughts in my mind. And so what I end up doing is I'm practicing not tormenting myself with thoughts about past mistakes or anxiety about the future. Happiness means I work as hard as accepting what's good about my life, which there's lots of it, as I have the painful and the difficult. And so that's a lot to swallow there, what I said there, but I truly believe that the negative self-talk is what really kills my happiness if I entertain it too much. So I do the best I can to practice being mindful and in the moment.
Is there something that you do to help you recognize that that's what you're doing? Like... because sometimes we go through life, through our day, and we actually don't really realize what we're thinking.
One of my practices is that I spend time every morning first thing in meditation, and I just listen. I really practice because the extraordinary pain I had with losing my arm really kind of bolted me into waking up. And so I just really listen to how I talk to myself. I listen to my mind. And many times for some of us, we'll get up in the morning and the mind's going already and we have that negative dialogue. And it's just making a commitment to practice hearing that. If I'm feeling depressed or upset, then I probably can go backwards and realize that I've just gone through a bunch of negative talk in my head. I can set aside a time to grieve my loss or maybe my arm, but then there's a time where I'm just not entertaining those thoughts in my head. I'm snapping out. How do I do that? I get present in the moment. If I'm around people, I look them in the eyes. I smell. I pay attention to my environment. I get out in nature. I have mantras I say. If I get too caught up in anxiety or sadness or regrets or things that are hard for me. So it's really just becoming more conscious of the negative thoughts, practicing listening to them.
Excellent. Yeah. So that's really, really helpful. So Roberta, what other things do you do personally or other things you would suggest that our audience does?
In regards to helping them with that?
Yeah, so what other things could they do to help them to find their their happiness and joy again. So they're being mindful. Okay, so now they've recognized that they're actually doing the self-talk, so they've decided, yes, I need to start thinking more positively. What other things would they be doing? What else do you do?
I think the thing that brings me some of the greatest happiness, and there's so much research out there now on happiness, and many of us are coming to the conclusion that doing something for someone else, volunteering to do something for someone you love, or volunteering to help others is one of the best things you can do to get outside of your self-focus. And also you kind of avoid the victim mentality and your pain and your loss. And I think that that's a tremendous way that we can bring happiness into our lives. Staying active, both physically and socially. One of the things that is really my solace in life and keeps me grounded and so important to my happiness is getting out in nature and paying attention to what's going on around me, being athletic, having activity. That's the best antidepressant, I think, in the world. I think for those of us that are trying to get our lives back after traumatic loss, is starting to have regularly scheduled events with close friends and family is really important, even forcing ourselves if we have to.
Yeah, ring people up and say, "Hi, I'm coming for dinner."
Yeah,
meet me for coffee. Yeah,
absolutely. Having social support is clearly important. Certainly, here in the United States, we're really directed, self-directed. We do it on our own. We don't, you know, the thought is self-direction is success. But I think we really need. We're social animals. We really need that support around us. For those that have limb loss, there are so many wonderful communities out there where there's chapters for people with limb loss in just about every county. Of course, we have the wonderful nonprofit Amputee Coalition. Getting access to resources, understanding your particular loss, doing what we would call bibliotherapy, get out and learn about it. Invest in your well-being by learning about what does it mean to lose a child or lose an arm or lose everything you own financially or whatever the loss is, a partnership, to invest in that by educating yourself.
And there's some absolutely fantastic communities out around the world, and we've spoken to some of the experts who run some of these communities. And the social network you have doesn't necessarily mean to it has to be within your immediate physical location. You know, the internet is such a fabulous resource with communities. And like you say, it doesn't matter what your loss is, there will be information out there on it. There'll be support groups. There's often online communities where people are sharing their own stories and supporting each other. And it's just fantastic. All you have to do is go and find it.
And I agree with that. I think we have some phenomenal thinkers and speakers in the world right now, and the internet is an incredible resource for finding like-minded people with your loss, being able to connect, finding resources and somebody's voice that you hear on the internet that really resonates with you. We're in an incredible time with all the information and what's available to us. For those that are in areas where they don't have small communities, there's no reason why they have to feel isolated from information. And you're right. We really, I feel, we're very blessed and fortunate what we have coming available to us as a support.
Mm-hmm. And I know personally, you know, I live in a smaller town, and sometimes your family can't be with you all the time, and friends are busy doing their thing. And when you need someone, it's not necessarily the people that you think will step up to help you are there. It's other people, and they might be total strangers, you know, on the internet, communities, yeah. People are so giving and generous, really, around
and
the
you,
world.
You're bringing up an important point here, too. I think sometimes, especially at the beginning of a trauma or loss, the emotional fuel of it is so high that it is good for us to have resources that are maybe outside of our family to take the pain to, because we can be overwhelming to our family and support system at first. So getting out in groups with similar losses, seeing a therapist, being part of a men's or a women's support group, I think that that's also important.
Because often your friends and family, actually, they looking to you for guidance, aren't they? They don't know, like, for example, limb loss. They don't know what it's like. They don't know the emotions that you're going through. So I guess they sometimes come from a position of, well, I guess they're a little bit scared they're going to upset you or not support you the way you need supporting. So I suppose we need to come from a position of strength to help them as well.
That's right. And it takes a village if you've had a trauma. And I think it's important that we realize that we don't put too much pressure on other people. Our tendency is to think other people are going to bring us our happiness or our closure, and it truly is an inside job, but we don't want to overwhelm those that are closest to us. And so, again, getting out and getting other resources. For those people that are listening that might have loved ones that have limb loss, the Amputee Coalition has a huge support for the caretakers and families of people that have limb loss, support for understanding it, how to communicate, where do you go get your support, how do you take care of yourself. And I think you would find that with other losses that we have that kind of information out too.
Very, very valuable, and they're doing some fantastic work. So, Roberta, is there anything else you'd like, anything other things that you would suggest that we do?
I think that, as I was saying, that happiness, in my opinion, is truly something that we do inside. It's not something that comes from outside. So making a commitment to nurture your happiness is important. I think what really is important for so many, and what's important for me too, is to understand that you deserve happiness. And those who believe that they are not worthy of happiness might subconsciously sabotage it, especially when we're in a lot of pain. Might sabotage their efforts to achieve happiness. So it's necessary to tell yourself each day that you deserve to be happy, remind yourself what steps you will take to achieve the happiness that you desire, and examine what those needs are.
So, actually analyze, what do I need? What do I need in my life? And actually make that happen. Is that what you're saying?
A self-examined life, but you might ask yourself, what do you want to take from your old life into your new life after the changes that you need to make with your loss? Or ask yourself, what do you want to take from your old life, and what is it that you want to leave behind?
That's a good idea. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to take your gentleness and your strength and your commitment into this, because loss and trauma really requires us to make changes in our lives, your patience and your faith. But maybe you want to think about leaving behind the anger, maybe old routines, regret, guilt, not putting yourself first, rushing, resentments. I mean, the list could go on ad infinitum.
So it's not about closing the door to your old life and saying, right, now I need to be someone different. It's about taking the bits that you like and leaving behind the bits that you don't want to carry forward. That's very empowering, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I ask myself often, and I ask my patients often, how much more pain do you want? And really, we have to empower ourselves to make a decision that we're the best of our ability. We're not going to create that, because we have some power in how much we create our emotional pain by the way we think and by the way we set up our lives and our activities. And I'm sure there are many listeners out there that know what excruciating pain is and how much more do you want. And I think trauma is a fantastic thing, and that it can be used as a vehicle to really blast us out to make changes in our lives. You get into it, let it move you into something better. That's the power behind it. Certainly for me, that pain was so excruciating that it really launched me into a whole new life, because I said, no more, I can't do it.
Yeah, and like you say, it's something that comes from us, not from somebody else. We walk in our shoes, don't we? Nobody else does.
That's right. That's right.
That's awesome. So, folks, make sure that you go and check out the Amputee Coalition. If you are somebody who has limb loss or knows somebody with limb loss, make sure you go and check out Amputee Coalition, because they have a fantastic website and they also have a really great Facebook page with an active community and they're full of support and lots of resources over there. So they really are doing fantastic work. So Roberta, we're coming very close to our time. We've got a couple of more minutes. So is there anything else you'd like to add as a take-home message or something you'd like to leave us with perhaps?
Well, Lois, it's really an honor for me to have this opportunity to speak about happiness and to be part of this. I don't take my contribution lightly. And so I think, again, it's from my own personal experience, but I think that what I've seen with the veterans and our combat soldiers and people I've worked with loss, that the biggest key to a good adaptation to that is getting out and finding meaning in your loss, and we tend to do that by giving back to others. We have been given a special gift when we walk through our loss to help heal pain in others, and I think that's the greatest self-fulfilling gift that brings us happiness, and that is the gift of loss, I think, if you're looking at it that way, what you have to give back to other people, how useful you can be as a result of the trauma that you've experienced.
Mm. Yeah, very powerful, yeah. And makes yourself feel better and other people feel better, and yeah.
It and a little very, less pain in the world.
And a little less pain in the world. And, you know, there is a lot of good in the world. Unfortunately, we tend to hear about all the bad things in the world. There is so much good in the world and so many fabulous people in the world that we really need to find them and focus on them, don't we?
Absolutely. That's where we're going to get to happiness.
And be one of them ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's excellent. Oh, Roberta, thank you so much for your time today. And we really, really appreciate you and everything that you do, because you're doing fabulous work as well, not only just for the Amputee Coalition, but in your own work as well. Yes. So thank you so much. We really appreciate
you. Thank you. Real pleasure.
Great. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to today's session of the Art of Happiness After Loss Summit. I'm Lois McCullough. Goodbye for now and warmest wishes and love to you all.